Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. A new United Nations report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape as a weapon of terror and of employing a scorched earth policy against the civilian population. Lisa Schlein has details.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. During the period of the report from April to September 2015, the UN recorded 1,300 reported rapes in oil-rich Unity State alone. The report says sexual assaults are carried out with extreme brutality. It finds girls and women of all ages are subjected to multiple gang rapes. Some are then killed, while others are abducted and held in sexual slavery as so-called wives for soldiers in barracks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN Security Council has endorsed a call from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people that they're sent to protect. In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. UN mission in the Central African Republic was the subject of most of the allegations. U.S. General John Campbell says the Afghan Air Force will reach necessary strength levels, will not make it there until 2020. Campbell, who's just ended his command of U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, says some aircraft procured for the force will not arrive until 2018. This is VOA News. Russian officials are complaining, they did so on Friday, that they have been frustrated in the repeated efforts to get information about the mysterious death of Mikhail Lesin, a former aide to President Vladimir Putin, whose battered body was found in a Washington hotel room 4 months ago. News of the development in Lesin's case broke when police in Washington said his death was caused by head injury. Still no word whether it was an accident or he was murdered. Former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan was remembered with both laughter and tears on Friday by 1,000 who were invited to attend her funeral at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Mrs. Reagan, who was 94 years old, died of heart failure in Bel Air, California on Sunday. Her son, Ron Reagan, spoke about his mother and his father, President Ronald Reagan, and their well-known close relationship throughout a 42-year marriage.
In the later years after my father had gone, she used to ask me whether I thought she would be with him again when she died. I'm not a believer in the supernatural, but I always assured her that wherever Dad had gone, she was surely going to go there too.
Besides Ron Reagan and his sister Patty Davis, Nancy Reagan is survived by a stepson, Michael, who Ronald Reagan adopted during his first marriage to actress Jane Wyman. Current First Lady Michelle Obama represented the White House at Friday services, along with many others, including Caroline Kennedy, former President George W. Bush, former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Rosalind Carter. Actors Tom Selleck and Bo Derek were there, along with singers Johnny Mathis and Wayne Newton, among the Hollywood elite. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump canceled a rally in Chicago in an arena there on Friday night after thousands of protesters converged on the venue and clashed with Trump supporters. Here's a spokesman for the Trump campaign.
Mr. Trump just arrived in Chicago and after meeting with law enforcement has determined that for the safety of all the tens of thousands of people that have gathered in and around the arena, tonight's rally will be postponed until another day. Thank you very much for your attendance, and please go in peace.
Police say no arrests were made and no injuries were reported. Earlier in the day, former Republican presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson endorsed Trump, saying he and Trump have buried the hatchet after months of political wrangling. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and I'm welcoming you to a major birthday party for two of the greatest singers in jazz today. We'll celebrate the birthdays of Al Jarreau and Bobby McFerrin on this edition of Jazz America. The man from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Al Jarreau, was born on the 12th of March in 1940. He'll turn 76 years old on the 12th of March, and Bobby McFerrin was born 10 years after that. He turns 66 on the 10th of March, the man they call The Voice. We'll hear their wonderful voices, and we'll hear their thoughts on this edition of Jazz America. But let's begin with two of the greats of jazz who passed away far too early, and we'll celebrate their birthdays too. Ornette Coleman, born on the 9th of March in 1930, he passed away just last June at the age of 85 after a long and fruitful career and life. But Wes Montgomery, the master guitarist, died of a heart attack suddenly at the age of 45 in June of 1968. He was born on the 6th of March in 1923, and he left a wonderful musical legacy too, but died far too early, but died at the peak of his career, as in 1968, two of his most famous albums were released. Down Here on the Ground, which had reached the top of the jazz charts, and he was being celebrated worldwide as the premier guitarist in jazz at that point in history. And then later, after he'd passed away on the 15th of June in 1968, came one of his most famous, if not his most famous, albums, Road Song. I want to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with the title cut from that wonderful work as we remember Wes Montgomery. And by the way, two of the greatest pianists in jazz, Herbie Hancock and Hank Jones, joined him on keyboards on this song. The title cut from Road Song, Wes Montgomery, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. the man who ushered in a new form of jazz known as free jazz, Ornette Coleman. And he did it with the wonderful album you just heard from, Change of the Century, from 1959. In the middle of the 20th century, change was certainly in the air. With the music of Ornette Coleman and his compatriots, the song Ramblin', one of the most famous in all of jazz history. This is Russ Davis, and these two gentlemen that we're celebrating on this edition of Jazz America are two of the most famous vocalists in jazz history, and they are very active today. Let's begin our conversation with these two great singers, Bobby McFerrin and Al Jarreau, with Mr. Al Jarreau, as he joins us now to give us a little bit of thought about something that you may not know about him and his life, the fact that in addition to being a fantastic vocalist, he's also a very athletic individual and considered being an athlete for his career. Let's get that story from Al Jarreau, then hear him in a live setting singing another of the most famous songs in all of jazz history, Dave Brubeck's famous Take Five, here on VOA's Jazz America. We want to welcome Al Jarreau to our studios. I've spoken with you a few times. So yes, we have. And it's good to have you back here again in New York. You know, this is something that I just learned not long ago.
What?
That you could have easily been a professional athlete.
Oh, come on.
This is what I've heard. Very, very much into
phony baloney.
Baseball and basketball. Is this wrong?
I loved it, and I was all conference, you know, in a couple of sports. But I was not anything like a world class athlete, you know.
Another 4 or 5 inches and you would have been with the Bucks, though.
Yeah, another 2 feet. I may have had a chance to be a college basketball player, you know, but I did love sports, and I ran cross country and played baseball and played basketball. And my dad told me if I'd played football, he'd play football with my head.
Well, you know, you'd have been mangled and bruised.
Well, that's what he was thinking, you know. I'd have played football, too. But in any case, during the 3 seasons, I played something, some kind of sport, and loved it a lot. And, in fact, it was the vehicle that made a way for me to get through school.
Being from Milwaukee, did you retain that love of the Braves, the love of the Bucks, and the love of the local teams? I mean,
of course. Uh-huh. Of course. Uh-huh. In fact, in the moonlighting song for the show, you know, there's a line that goes, "Love the Blues and the Braves." And just a hint at how special, you know, some things are to me, you know. I really like to point at things in any song and at any opportunity that I can get to point at special things that just mean something to me. Mm-hmm. And not be just singing ooh shooby doo, mm-hmm, I love you, ooh ooh ooh, you know, all of the time. You know?
Now can you count a word? Just stop and take a little time out with me. Oh, just take five, just take five. Just stop your busy day and take the time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive. Although I'm going out on my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word you would say to pantomime and out of time. Still, I know all eyes are for me. Hop a tingle side to my feet when your smile gets rushed to the street and send me gone away. Now, wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Would you look good offer a light? Just start a little conversation now, it's alright. When you take it by. Take a little time out with me, baby, take five.
You stop your busy day and take the time out to see, girl, that I'm alive. Oh, I'm going out of my way so I can pass by. You stay, not a single word do we say. It's a pattern of mine, and I'm time. Still, I know why lines are off of me. Half a tingles down to my feet. When you're smiling, when you're doing this, you just suddenly gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Princess, tell my you, you know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. We deserve go where do we say? Guess a pantomime and out of time. Still I know my eyes are for me. Apple tingles down to my feet. When you're smiling, what do the speed instead of me gone away? Well, baby, just don't say I'm on it. Please do not stare. You could offer your hand. Hugging and a chugging, it could be all so bad. Take five. 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 Oh, no, 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 but I want you to take a little time, girl. Would you take five if you won't take?
Some of Al Jarreau's earliest work from his album Look to the Rainbow, the live version of Take Five, the Brubeck classic, Mr. Al Jarreau from his early days, and later on we'll hear from his most recent release. Right now, speaking of recent, here's some new music from a keyboardist I've not played for you before. Let me introduce to you Peter Horvath. From his new release, Absolute Reality, he's joined by an esteemed group of colleagues, Randy Brecker on trumpet, Victor Bailey on bass, and Lenny White on drums, for the song Foreign Matter. Peter Horvath from Absolute Reality on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back.
Well, in the short amount of time I have each week here on VOA's Jazz America, I want to give you as many of the great classic songs in jazz history as I possibly can, but I also want to introduce to you new voices in jazz, and I hope you enjoyed new music from pianist Peter Horvath. Great composer, too. He wrote the songs on his latest release, and we'll give you more new artists as time goes on here on Jazz America. More coming up with Bobby McFerrin and Al Jarreau. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Hi, Russ. I'm a loyal listener to your Sunday jazz music program and wish there were additional channels which I could listen to your jazz music, since I found them to be not only entertaining but also innovative. 1 hour a week is definitely insufficient for a thirsty jazz music listener. Please play me something from Joe Zawinul's Zebop album, or better still, something from the John McLaughlin Quintet. My warm regards to you and the rest of the Jazz America team members. Richard Gwangwa from Gazborne, Botswana. Well, thank you so much, Richard, and I do wish you had more than just 1 hour of Jazz America per week. We produce 2 hours, and it just depends on your local affiliate how many hours they reproduce for you on the air, and maybe they'll hear this message and want to give you both hours each week. Also, you can always go to my own personal website for modern jazz, Moja Radio, M-O for modern, J-A for jazz, Mojaradio.com, and you can listen to the Jazz America show anytime you like by just clicking on the VOA logo on the website. Now, to that music you wanted to hear. John McLaughlin, the master guitarist from England, has played in many groups, large and small, quartets, trios, duos, solo, quintets, septets, sextets. Well, here is a quintet that he put together for his album Industrial Zen. Here's a song dedicated to Carlos Santana titled Senior CS. Just for you, Richard, listening in Botswana to VOA's Jazz America.
Roy Haynes, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on Voice of America.
Well, a very happy 91st birthday on the 13th of March to the great jazz master, the great drummer, composer, and band leader, Roy Haynes. Hope you enjoyed his salute to Charlie Parker with his group he called Birds of a Feather, the album A Tribute to Charlie Parker, and What a Band on the song entitled Moose the Mooch, one of Charlie Parker's most famous compositions. Kenny Garrett on alto sax, Roy Hargrove on trumpet, Dave Holland on the bass, and Dave Kokoski on the piano, with, of course, Roy Haynes behind the kit. 91 years old and going strong is the great Roy Haynes, who played with Charlie Parker, as a matter of fact. Well, let's spend some time now with the man they call The Voice, Bobby McFerrin. We're going to hear about his attitude concerning the use of the voice as just another musical instrument later on Jazz America. But right now, let's go back in time with him and get some thoughts about some of his earliest musical recollections, and then hear from his earliest release, his 1982 debut effort simply titled Bobby McFerrin, with the song made famous by Van Morrison, the song Moondance, here on VOA's Jazz America. Just to give some people that may not know you that well a little bit of history, tell us where you were born, where you come from, and your first musical recollections, if you don't mind recounting.
I was born right here in New York.
There have been some voice and diction classes or phonetics somewhere down the line here.
Here in New York in 1950. But I left and moved to California when I was, I think, 7 or 8. I was 8 years old. And I've basically been a California person since. Went to school, studied music. In fact, I went to the Juilliard Preparatory Department, I think, when I was 6 here, and studied theory and piano and stuff like that. Then I was a music major at college, went to school in Sacramento, and then I started playing piano bars as a singer in 1977, and I've been singing pretty much since.
Breezes that blow. When I'm trying to please, see the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. And all the soft, soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Again, I just have one more moon dance with you, my love. Again, I just have one more romance with you, my love. Money.
I can't wait for the morning to come, and I know the time is so right. So straight into my arms you will run, and when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. Then and then will my dreams come true, dear. Then and then will I make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. And I know how much you want me, that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just have one more romance with you, my love?
Bobby McFerrin from his 1982 release, simply titled Bobby McFerrin, with Moon Dance. A man who was born in the East and moved to Los Angeles. And there's quite a lure with that beautiful city in Southern California. As a matter of fact, here's another of the greats from a little further east who made his way to Los Angeles to set up shop. Herbie Hancock from Chicago has been living in Los Angeles for quite a number of years. Here's Herbie from 1962 with Dexter Gordon, Freddie Hubbard, Billy Higgins, and others joining him for his classic Watermelon Man from the album Taken Off. Herbie Hancock on Jazz America from VOA 1. Hancock in an all-star cast with one of his most famous early songs. We've got the latest releases from Bobby McFerrin and Al Jarreau to share with you next hour. Stay tuned, won't you?